2FM. Roz and Emma.
If you're new to the show, we love this feature. So we have a feature on the show where we get a celeb to tell us a story, and you, our listener, have to figure out if it's true or if they are spoofing. But today, instead of getting a voice note, I actually can't believe that I'm saying this.
Oh my God.
He's giving it away. We have got Tony Cantwell live in studio.
Tony in the flesh. Now, right, before you get into telling us a story and being a spoofer of the weekend, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Although I'm a bit banged up. The security here is incredible. I had to climb over the gate to get in here.
Yeah.
And then they were like, who are you here for? And I was like, blah, 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 and they just let me in. So just let you know, there could be assassins outside.
Well, they obviously trust you, because there's been a few times at the start where Roz didn't have her card and they wouldn't let her in.
They wouldn't let me in. And I was interrogated for hopping the wall. So there you go. You obviously look a lot more trustworthy than I do. Mm-hmm. Now, you were on Last One Laughing, LOL.
Yes.
You were amazing.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun. I mean, it doesn't sound like a fun thing, kind of being in a Big Brother house where comedians cannot laugh, and if they laugh, they get in trouble. I mean,
any strategy on how not to laugh?
I actually was chatting to a life coach at the time, and he was like, he's from South Africa. He's like, you need to think about the most awful things, you know, your children in pain. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. So I kind of binned that.
Then I won't even be able to tell a joke.
I know, yeah. White to the chicken, sorry, across the road.
The cat was the best thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life. I don't think I'm ever going to get over that.
Yeah, thank you.
Can I ask one more question about LOL? Because you know I love the show.
Of course.
Who in there did you have to avoid the most?
I had to. Jason Byrne is like a nuclear child. Like, he is powered by the laughs of people.
Yes.
Like, eventually, what almost broke me was he just had this silly putty that was making fart sounds.
Yeah, that was
and
good.
And that was just, it was so good.
Yeah.
And he was following me around. And like, that's as easy as it takes.
I loved his, what did the weather say?
Oh my God, because it's just so unpredictable. It's like, you can normally, you like can telegraph weather. Something, you can be like, put your defences up. It was so hard.
Oh, it was so, so good. Mm. So, the Bureau de Change is in Vicar Street. I'm like, the Bureau de Change. It's going to be on Vicar Street, 10th of May.
Yes.
This is a comedy night featuring tons of Ireland's best loved comedians. And it's all your idea, we believe, Tony.
It is. Well, actually, it was my idea, but I have a lot of ideas. My friend Aoife, who actually was like, we should do that. Like, let's actually try and make it. And she's just incredible kind of organisational mind and great people person. So we kind of got it together. But like, it is the funnest night ever. It's for all these little internet comedian weirdos living their Eurovision fantasy. You know, it's the best in Irish talent that you're going to find. And every single person is like, oh my God, I can't believe what a good night that was.
So how can people get tickets?
People can get tickets on Ticketmaster. I think they're about €30. And look, if you want to see the best in Irish talent, one night only, making a brand new song as a country, it's absolutely incredible. It's so much fun.
Say if Em and I got tickets, we sit down, what can we expect bit by bit?
Bit by bit, you can expect Kevin McGarren and Alison Spittle coming out hosting the thing. You know, they're very very Marty Whelan kind of vibes. Nice. Then they'll be introduced in different countries. Each comedian has a little video that sets up their song. They come out. It could be Spain. Wow. It could be France. I'm not going to say who I am as a person, but my country's Transylvania. That's all I'll say. And you come out, you do a brand new kind of song, parody song that literally only lives that one night, and you would not believe the production value that people put into this. And it's so funny.
I don't know why I'm getting like My Lovely Horse vibes.
Serious My Lovely Horse vibes. It's My Lovely Horse with like a string orchestra. And Vicar Street is the biggest stage we've ever done. And oh my God, like, you think all those little comedy dweebs are just like, you know, a little betas? Like, oh my God, like, we're absolutely, it is the most competitive WhatsApp group I've ever been a part of.
I'm checking the date. I'm checking to see, can I go? Yeah, 10th of May.
Yeah. Honestly,
that
you
sounds
will
like a hoot.
Not regret it.
So everyone's going to write their own songs for it.
Everybody writes their own song. They get help. A lot of people getting help from proper professionals. You know, Kevin from I'm Grandmam is in it for the first time this year.
Aww.
And he's always been hosting, and I'm absolutely terrified. Like, I'm sure it's just going to be, I hope there's scouters in the actual Eurovision there checking it out, because I don't know what to expect.
Wouldn't it be amazing? Now, Ali Fox, she was the champion last year.
She was.
Wouldn't it be amazing that someone who wins this goes on to represent us in the Eurovision next year or something?
I mean, with this,
it's
was
possible.
This is kind of the reason why we started it, because it was like, I think that if we got 10 comedians in a room, we could do a better song than the previous songs we were sending, because I wasn't a fan. And genuinely, like, you can even listen to some of them on Bandcamp now. They're absolutely incredible. And the hooks that people have, like, Michael Fry's a proper musician.
Yeah.
Like, he is the catchiest, every single year, it's the catchiest chorus, and it's an earworm you will not get out of your head.
Are they full songs?
They're full songs.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's like it's like a music gig.
It's a full music gig.
Do you background dancers?
I mean,
do you need background dancers?
I would love some background dancers. Well, it's a bigger stage. stage we've ever had. We said that up top, you know, you better fill that stage with something.
Yeah. Yeah. And you go Eurovision like costume wise as well.
Yeah. Oh my God. And there is, you know, you think RuPaul has like reveals of costumes? Like, wait till you see this. There's always something being stripped away. There's always some new element that's always brought in. It's like literal peacocks dancing, being like, please love me.
Oh my God. It sounds amazing. So that's Bureau de Change. It's happening Vickers Street, 10th of May.
On the 10th of May.
And tickets are available on Ticketmaster now. So everyone, make sure you get your tickets before they sell out, because by the sounds of things, it's going to be absolutely brilliant.
It will.
Now, Tony. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask you to do a little something for us, right?
Okay, great.
So it's time for us to do our celebrity spoofer. Mm-hmm, we have you live in studio for the very first time. Mm-hmm. So you are going to tell us a story, and our lovely listeners have to guess if it's truth or whether you're spoofing to win a prize.
And the prize today is a wrapped package from the Devlin Hotel in Ranelagh, Dublin.
Oh!
So the Devlin has all you need under one roof for the perfect date night. Their date night wrapped up package includes an award-winning cocktail per person at the Americana, dinner at Layla's rooftop restaurant, and tickets to the Stella Cinema. You will also enjoy breakfast for checking out the next morning.
So Tony, I'm gonna lower our bed down
here. Sure.
All eyes are on you.
No, you actually told us not to look at you.
No eyes are on you, just in general, don't look at me, but also if you can't tell if I'm telling the truth or lying.
Okay. So when I was starting out as a comedian, you take any gig that you can get, and I was booked to do a dog show, host a dog show like Crufts. And I had a radio mic, a handheld, and I was walking around talking to the different dogs. And as I was interviewing the dogs, a pit bull that I shouldn't have probably talked to because he was tied to a chain, absolutely brutally mauled me and left me with scars running up and down my arms. And then I had to get back up on the stage, kind of crying, and announce the best dog.
Oh, wow. My God. So I was laughing at the start because you were like, I was talking to dogs, and then it went somewhere I never thought it was going to go. Holy crap.
Okay, well, you have to guess at home.
You have to guess.
Is Tony telling the truth or is he spoofing? Tony, are you a Swiftie?
I am a Swiftie. Yeah. Well, actually, do you know what? I tell a lie, I'm not. I just wanted to make everyone happy. No, I think all of her songs sound the same, but I'm happy for her.
She broke a record in Ireland yesterday. 11 number one albums.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm happy for her, but not a fan.
I've always liked her, but I wouldn't be a Swiftie. But I have to say, I do love a bit of like, I do like investigation work. And since this album is all written about people, I have found myself listening to them trying to decode it. And I'm like, oh, that's how she gets you.
I actually like
her new album.
You need to see her live.
I'd say.
That'll change it for you. Live. Okay, but we've important business to do.
We do. Spoofer reveal time. Mm-hmm. Go on, Tony. What were you doing?
I was brutally mauled by a dog. Poor Tony. Yeah, but you know, the show must go on, even with blood dripping down my fingers.
Yeah, there you go. That is a true professional.
You know.
Well, Tony, thanks so much for coming in
to the studio
today.
Cheers.
We will see you May 10th.
You will.
Yeah. I cannot wait to hear, you're doing a song as well.
I am, I'm Transylvania.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
A little bit of a hint for your outfit.
Very gothy shirt, buttons down by like four.
Okay.
And
just enough
and a lot of blood.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty obvious what's
going to happen.
Fake blood
this time. Fake blood this time.
Yeah, okay. No, I might bring the dog back.
Okay. So that is Bureau de Change. It's happening at Vickers Street on May 10th. And as Tony said, you can get your tickets on Ticketmaster. It's going to be brilliant. The cream of the crop of Irish comedy are going to be there singing their songs on the night. So make sure you get some tickets. Tony, thank you so much.
Thank you. RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.